a crash course for the rares. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman, great to work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Tight enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Kosanek, the astronaut, who stands and steals by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the bureaus of blood for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once that rage to see the rage no more. Like the video film.
WMFO in Medford. It is a crash course for the Ravers show, where I bring you deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests at 855-915-9636. I have live guests. I have in the studio today, Feedbag is going to do a live set probably around 2 o'clock. So stick around for that for sure. It's going to be loud. It's going to be great. Feedbag. And see, I already have a couple requests on Facebook on the Crash Course for the Ravers page on Facebook. And Ricky wants to hear some Alice Cooper and some Doors maybe, and says Rolling Stones Midnight Rambler. Well, you know, I gotta get the band in the door, and this looks like a good time for me to play a 15-minute song that probably has never been played on the radio before. This is live in L.A., 1975, Rolling Stones on MFO.
Yeah. Oh yeah, shoot 'em dead, baby. stairs to a toilet. And it was intimidating to talk to him sometimes because he just seemed so isolated by himself.
She started talking about how she wishes that her life was over and she wishes that she was never born.
So I knew he had depression, but I didn't know it was that far.
Said something to me about killing himself.
Tell somebody, tell an adult, counselor, parent, whatever.
It's a hard situation because you do risk making that person very angry and losing their friendship.
It would have been horrible for me if she never talked to me again, but I'd live with it because I know she'd be alive.
Definitely worth getting help, even if you think you're going to lose a friendship, because it's better to lose the friendship than the actual friend.
Suicide is one of the leading causes of death among teens. For more information, contact the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, 888-333-AFSP, or online at afsp.org.
Yes, please do not kill yourself. I can't lose another listener. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Figured I'd get that depressing PSA out of the way. And, about 40 minutes or so, or whenever they're ready, we'll have Feedbag doing a live set here. I know a couple of the members from Feedbag are also in a band called Banshee, or were in a band called Banshee. We'll play a little Banshee for you now. We still have Alice Cooper coming up, Greg Allen's Fringe Religion, Tiger Bomb, Laces, Doors, Alice Cooper. Your requests at 855-915-9636. Oh, and I got a phone call right here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Rosie.
Hey, what's up, Rosie?
Talking about the Midnight Rambler.
Good
version. Everybody got to go.
Good version, huh? That was from 1975.
Yeah, that was great.
That's L.A., 1975.
Oh, my God, that was great.
Glad you enjoyed it.
It was awesome. I enjoy any sound stuff. Okay, you're going to have a choice today. You can pick anything off of Exile, which that's your Bible, I know. And,
well, we already played Stones. Maybe in the third hour I'll do something from Exile.
Okay, Joan Jett, Bad Reputation.
Okay, we'll fit that in somewhere.
Okay, and The Pretenders.
Okay, I'll try and remember. We'll get them in. We'll get them in. I don't have okay. Marie. I don't have Marie with me today writing these down.
Well, Marie needs to be there.
I need a piece of paper. So Pretenders, Joan Jett, Exile later on.
Bad. Okay, rip this joint actually off Exile.
I'll try and do that.
Okay. But, so what that we've already played Stone. It's a Stone.
I'll have to play it later on because I'm going to do some Banshee right now. How about that?
Yay!
All right. And you're gonna stick around for Feedbag?
Yep.
Right on. Well, thanks for listening, Rosie. Okay. Thanks for the call.
Hey. Hi, everybody.
Bye.
WMFO.
Right on.
Medford.
See ya. Rosie. Yes. What was I saying? Back to Banshee! MFO.
Yeah! So I said Roadrunner once, Roadrunner twice. I'm in love with the modern world. Down by the power lines, I see all the neon and it's cold at night. I got my radio on. It's so exciting here with the skyscrapers in the dark. I feel in touch with the modern world. I feel in touch, I feel alive with 50,000 watts of power.
Do two more songs before our first break, and they're both for people who like to dance fast. Now the first one is one that we didn't write. It's one that the Velvet Underground wrote and never released. So you've never heard this one before. We like to do this as a tribute to the Velvet Underground. We all saw them a lot back east, and there's a song. I hope you'll like theirs called Foggy Notion.
that was last week's guest, The Laces, with My Baby Don't Swim right there. Before that, what did we hear? We did put out Joan Jett and the Blackhearts for Rosie. We didn't play the one she wanted, but we played Roadrunner, Modern Lovers song. So then I went and played some Modern Lovers, doing Foggy Notion, a Velvet Underground song. What did I do next? Play Velvet Underground with Ed Held High. And yes, right there, The Laces, My Baby Don't Swim. Hey, we have Feedbag doing a live set, 2 o'clock. Stick around for that. Still taking requests. Might have to play them after the band. 855-915-9636 is the number. We're a crash course for the ravers on MFO. Here's a band you can see next week at Smitty Smitty's big show at the Once Ballroom. And it's there's going to be The Gala and Gene Dante and the Future Starlets and, of course, the Smitty Smitty Band. And this band right here, Tiger Bomb, you'll be able to see next Saturday at Once Ballroom in Somerville. It's Tiger Bomb on MFO.
Come on. Miss Maggie McGill.